want to get an update, Donna, on the hack that occurred at the Democratic National. You're the interim chair right now because the hack. Have you been told by authorities that it definitely was the Russians that hacked the DNC?
You know, immediately after the attack on the Democratic National Committee, we hired a very, very good company, CrowdStrike. Former individuals who worked in the government cyber security, they are very, very smart. And they informed us that what they learned and what they found, it had traces and, of course, links to Russian services. So, yes, we know that. Wolf, it has been the most depressing, the toughest thing I've ever dealt with. I don't consider myself a cyber expert, but I do consider myself to be cyber aware. And I tell all my friends now, watch what you put into those devices. Be careful of what links you turn on. And for God's sake, do not take a thumb drive out of your computer and stick into a computer where you don't know if they have the protection. So we've learned a lot. We're stronger. Our foundation is much better. But as you well know, some of this information that we're seeing right now is old information that they stole. When they hacked into us.
Because some information was leaked just, a couple days ago. I assume you're bracing for yet more documents, more emails to be leaked, potentially some pretty embarrassing stuff.
We established a cybersecurity task force led by Rand Beers, who has worked in under four presidents. He's a cyber expert, formerly with the Department of Homeland Security. We have the former chief technology official from the White House, Anish Chopra, Nicole Wong. We have a great team, Michael Sussman, our lawyer, who's a former federal official. So I'm confident that we have a great team around us. We have a wonderful, experienced group of people who are helping us protect not just our data, but protect our building and all our other resources.